Well, I thought I would try doing an audio boo from my iPad. Last week, I don't want to say spontaneously, but certainly wasn't as planned out as I usually sort of strategize when it comes to making even a semi, you know, significant purchase. Last week I just decided to go ahead and get an iPad. I bought this from my local Best Buy, which, their lousy service notwithstanding, still managed to talk me into buying the more expensive model than I expected to. Originally, I was going to get the smaller 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi and 3G model, but they didn't have it in stock, or he was telling me they didn't have it in stock, hoping that he could talk me up to the next one. In either case, it worked, and I'm glad I did. I think the 16 gigabyte iPad would have been a little small now that I've used this one for about a week or so. But my impressions of the iPad, if you haven't used one yet, it's brilliant. It is really brilliant. It's fantastic. It's very easy to use, super easy to use, very intuitive interface. A lot of the criticisms I've heard from a few people that haven't used them yet have been, I don't understand what the big deal is. It's just a large iPhone. And the people that have used them or have played around with them, they use exactly the same words to express something very different. It's a big iPhone, which is fantastic. You can't help but get the impression when you're using the iPad, when you're playing around on the internet, or when you're using something like Twitter, watching movies, especially doing things like reading the iBooks and taking notes and that sort of thing, you really can't help but get the impression that this is the beginning of what I think the future of computing and the future of media is going to be. It's remarkably comfortable for me to grab my iPad and sort of sit back, hunker down on the couch, write a blog entry, play around on Twitter, surf the internet. One of the strangest things that I found is that the keyboard is a little strange at first, but somewhat surprisingly, once you get accustomed to it and you can sort of set it down in front of you where you can put your hands over it like a regular keyboard, it's almost as though if you just sort of imagine if you set aside the feeling of awkwardness for just a moment and you just sort of type like you're typing on a keyboard in your head, just ignore where your fingers are actually touching, but just focus on that feeling of you know, your hand knows where the A is, it knows where the S is, etc. It's surprisingly easy to type on. I've been really pleased with typing on the iPad. Pleased enough that I've actually written a lot. It's still a bit awkward, and I can see how having a Bluetooth keyboard is going to come in handy, which I do plan on getting. But still, pretty cool. Of course, recording this on the iPad. And so far, Audio Boo doesn't have an iPad application, but I know I asked Mark Rock at Audio Boo about it, and he says that hopefully eventually they'll get around to it. Of course, they're a busy bunch of guys, I can't wait if they manage to squeeze out an Audio Boo iPad application. I have very little doubt it's going to be just as awesome as Audio Boo is for the iPhone. But so just testing this, and seems like it's pretty cool, working great. If you haven't used an iPad yet, it's much more impressive in person when you're actually using it yourself than it is watching it on television or watching it on the internet. I really think the kind of genius of it isn't conveyed very well. Unless you think I'm just, you know, pre disposed to love anything that Apple does. I wouldn't touch the iPhone 4 at this point, so it's not as though I'm too much of an Apple fanboy. But I do have to say that with the iPad, they definitely have a winner on their hands.